I'm Jim Arthur. The news brought to you by Awesome Home Services. Service so good, it's awesome. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has an update into the Davis mortuary case in Pueblo.
Colorado Bureau of Investigation says they've now identified six of the 24 bodies that they say were found improperly stored in August. Investigators also shared that they anticipate it'll be months before any potential arrests or charges are made in the case, as they say they want to complete the identification process first. CBI said it appears most of the bodies found in the mortuary are people who died between 2010 and 2012.
Lindsay Boach with KKTV 11 News. The person who died after being hit by a motorcycle in Fountain has been identified as a woman named Charlotte Willer. She was walking in Fountain and was at South Highway 8587 and Main Street. She was in a crosswalk but against the light when she was struck by a motorcycle heading south on 8587. She died at the scene. The motorcycle driver has life-threatening injuries and has been hospitalized. This crash does remain under investigation. And Springs police have officially now opened a homicide investigation following the death of a man who was found in his car slumped over the wheel. This was back on September 25th. Neighbors saw the car. It had been there for some time and called authorities. The victim, identified as 36-year-old Emmanuel Montoya. Police at the moment have not said how Montoya was killed. Two people were arrested following several attempted break-ins of vehicles, this in the 3000 block of Red Baron Drive. El Paso County deputies were called to the area, and on Ring phone video, another home security video, two women could be seen trying to break into cars. Both were contacted and arrested, 43-year-old Melissa Estrada and 38-year-old Jessica Wyatt. Estrada was taken into the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, but then was served and released on charges of conspiracy to commit attempted criminal trespass of an automobile. Wyatt tried to give authorities a false name. She was actually arrested and is facing a couple of different charges. One of two students shot during the Evergreen High School shooting September the 10th has been released from the hospital. The unidentified 14-year-old went home Tuesday in good condition, according to hospital officials. His family said in a statement that the teenager actually confronted the shooter and was shot at close range. The second victim, identified as 18-year-old Matthew Silverstone, is still in critical condition, but his family says he is making some progress. The shooter took his own life. Marco Lara, a former teacher at Cheyenne Mountain High School, sentenced Wednesday to 20 years to life after being found guilty of three charges of sexual assault on a child by one in a position of trust. The assaults began while Lara was teaching at a middle school, and he developed a friendship with a 14-year-old girl. After she graduated eighth grade, she testified Laura began to take her home after school and started a sexual relationship that lasted 8 years. Laura was arrested in December of 2023. He was found guilty this past July. A former Colorado Springs doctor has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after a shooting spree last year. In September of 2024, Rupesh Jain fired several shots in his apartment near Voyager and Interquest. He hit one neighbor. He then went outside. He shot at a couple of banks and at a restaurant. Earlier this year, he entered a plea agreement, pled guilty to assault with extreme indifference and illegal discharge of a firearm. 7:34 now at Colorado's 740 KVLR.